Joy Tactics.
You used to call me on my. You used to. You used to call me on my cell phone. Hey, now we're honey, my love. The potential ahoy, ahoy. Of silliness.
What's up?
You know, that's how the inventor of the telephone wanted people to answer it. Ahoy, ahoy.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's why Mr. Burns says ahoy, ahoy when he answers the phone, because he's that old, man. What else do you want to know?
Well, I do want to know more about that. Is that so wrong?
Basically, you got my whole everything that was in the tank for that. But okay. Ask me something.
Well, I'd like to speculate on it then.
Okay.
That's interesting. To invent a product and say, this is how I want to also invent. He's asking for too much. I want to invent this product. I want you to say new language.
That's like inventing a sword and saying, I want this to only slice and kill people. And then people start julienning carrots and making delicious mission start dinners. And you realize I can't control my inventions. You know what I mean?
With a huge broadsword, people are doing that.
Yeah, man.
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, hoy. Oh, I want to say this before we start. Before we get started, really cooking.
Oh, now I understand.
I had this dream last night, and within the dream, there was a man talking to me, and he's like, isn't it nice to be in here? And he's like, we're so close to touching it, to like touching the source. And he's like, isn't it nice to be asleep? Like we were talking about like how when we're dreaming, we can touch this big white source of just energy of the void. We talked about it for so long. Isn't
Eric,
that crazy?
Do not get in the car today. You are going to have a fatal fucking crash. Do not get into a car.
I wouldn't. You know what? I'm in there, and I think I've said it before on this, but it's like I don't. At this point, let me touch it. Let me get in there, touch the energy source, return to mother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But no, wait. What did the person who you're talking to look like?
Look kind of like Locke from Lost.
Wow.
And so that's, if bald. He's telling you that, yeah, you better be listening. But we were like at the top of a gondola. Like we'd gone up a mountain and it was like we were in the snow.
At the top of a gondola? Isn't that a boat?
Guess what, dude? It's also kind of a chairlift that's enclosed.
Oh, right. To lift. That's awesome. That sounds like the Outer Wilds video game.
God, that's a good game. Nate, do you have your Steam Deck?
Hold on. Let me, one second, sir.
Well, let's see, man.
Bam.
Hey, she used to call me.
And it can't connect to the fucking internet.
Why,
bro? Steam Deck is a fucking piece. Dude, the Steam Deck, I've said this before. I want to throw it off a fucking bridge and take a fucking hammer. It's ridiculous, dude. I can't hook up to the fucking Holiday Inn fucking Wi-Fi. What's the fucking point of this shit? It can't get on any type of Wi-Fi because I have to
get an update. Update the drivers.
Ridiculous. It's
why can't it update
ridiculous.
To the Holiday Inn Wi-Fi? It connects
Cause
to your
you have
home
to
Wi-Fi.
Because you have to go to like a website. You know what I'm saying? And people in the comments are gonna be like, "Oh, here's the fucking hack. You have to download Windows." Yeah, I've already fucking tried that shit, dude.
damn.
Many times. All right. Good God, man. Dude.
But
so
because Nate, you need to, while you're up in Syracuse, New York, you need to download and play, bro. In the fall of New York, playing The Outer Wilds. Can you imagine, Jack, in the hotel room? Leaves rustling outside.
I don't know what this game is. The Outer.
This game, dude. Oh, it's so good, bro. I might replay it.
There's something that I didn't like about it, and it reminded me of Majora's Mask with the time thing.
Majora's
the
Mask
time thing.
Because it always just made me stressed out. It just made me too stressed out.
Yeah, it's but. I don't know.
Oh,
that ending made me go, oh.
I don't think I completed one single career goal. It was so confusing to me.
Did you finish the game?
No, dude, I'm saying I didn't do anything.
What?
I only got to the point where I had my ship, and then I was like going from planet to planet, just dying. I couldn't do shit.
Dude. I this is the only game I'll say this about. The ending, bro. Putting it in and taking it out.
Putting it in.
I can't.
Taking every it time out. I go.
But bro, you just for real. And people listening, please let these guys know how much they have to beat it, because it's so good.
Speaking of ships, I was telling you this, Eric. I listened to probably 3 hours of a alien style podcast. Let me see.
What did you learn?
This guy's definitely a grifter, but he's like convincing. He's a philosopher. Okay, Jack, you would love this fucking guy. His name is Jason Reza Giorgiani, Jorhani. Not sure.
What is he saying?
He is so he's sort of like connecting religion to UFOs, and he's just a guy who like just knows too much, and he knows how to articulate like his like wild fucking theories about ancient history and connecting it. But the main thing that I got from this was that, you know how there's different types of aliens? What are the types of aliens? Yeah, list them all.
Nordics, ectomorph, the grays,
ectoplasm,
green, endomorph, mesomorph,
gray, green,
gray aliens,
big, small.
So here's what he was focusing on.
Okay.
The grays and the Nordics. Okay. And the Nordics look like white people, is what
That's right.
They look like tall white ass people. All right. Hey, so man, they're basically us. But he's saying that they're like the overlords and they're kind of controlling the grays. The grays are robots, he's saying. They're like biological. Ooh. Like they're
we could have told you that.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I'm just relaying this to the fucking dumbasses listening right now. I don't know fucking shit about this fucking. But the Nordics, where are they? So they have a base on the moon. The moon is hollow. Jack, you know this.
Yeah, of course. How else would it be floating like that? If it was solid, it would fall.
But the Nordics, man, they're just give me a fucking evil vibe, dude, from this podcast. And the podcast is called American Alchemy. I'm deep in, dude. American Alchemy with Jesse Michaels. He's the guy who is like doing the Peru mummies. Do you remember that? The tridactyls?
The tridactyls.
Right.
You don't know about the tridactyl Peru mummies?
Oh, I know about these. The Peruvian mummies? Yeah, these little tiny ones.
With eggs in them.
I didn't realize they found the eggs. No one told me this.
Yeah, they scanned them. But yeah, I'm quite concerned.
Yeah, they scanned them.
Quite concerned about these folks.
Man.
Oh, and then this, and he was saying that this, okay, there was... so he's big into like, we all have the ability to be telepathic and set stuff on fire with our minds. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the alchemists in the 19th century, that we think of them as Merlin, these wizards, we've made them into these fantastical creatures. And, and that is where science should be going, is what he's saying. That we should all be training in sort of psionic schools to be lifting stuff with our minds and communicating with each other telepathically.
Well, that's interesting, because I'm writing a book about this, about a school where they teach children how to do that, set in the Scottish mountains.
Man, I'm so glad you guys have fun.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.